Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you on board on a Monday evening. A little overcast, little rain going on a Saturday. They say April showers bring May flowers, but apparently we are still in part of the May showers part of it. But don't you worry about it. You know why? Because your Dallas Stars are still alive in the NHL playoffs and going to the second round where they will play Winnipeg on Wednesday. Of course, we'll break all that down. Loser peg, whatever you want to call it. I'm Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right is none other than, and I'll tell you what, the 214 is happy to hear this, Mr. Phenom himself, the Blake Elliott.
Who's the 214?
Hell if I know. He just said, good to hear you, Blake.
Good to hear you guys, too. I never like refreshing the vibes when I get back on. No. I just look at what the last things that were sent in when we last got off the show, or at least when I last got off the show, and it was Dallas will win 5-3.
Oh, okay. So you've got the vibes up from Saturday's show.
That was the last time I was on.
Okay.
And they won 4-2.
4-2. 4-2. Yeah. A little empty netter there at the end, but yeah, 4-2.
Blake is athletic and can dunk, but I know plenty of dunkers that can't hoop.
Yes.
Can you shoot? Can you lock up? So do I need to post highlights of me doing defensive slides on my Instagram?
I said it was Monday, didn't I?
Said what was Monday?
I said today was Monday, right?
I don't know. Did you? Why are you
I thought I did. Somebody just texted in from the 254. Someone tell Fred it's Monday. I said it was Monday, didn't I?
I think when they just said Saturday, I think maybe they just weren't listening.
No.
I am still living in Saturday with how I'm
you
speaking
are still
right
living
now,
in Saturday, yes.
And I'll come back to the present in a second, but I'm still on Saturday.
I'm on Monday time. Because we talked about the Stars yesterday.
I didn't get to.
How you feeling about that? All right, here, hold on a second. Before you do that, we're going to get to the one, the only, behind the glass, on the one, twos, and threes. I forgot, we got two graduates. Is this week the week? Dylon, the newest member of 105 Through the Fan. And, of course, Old Faithful himself.
Old head of the group.
The old head of the group.
Other than
for
Ross,
sure.
This is as far as time at the fan.
Yeah.
Old head. Just like that.
Yeah, because Tritley's in Abilene. Yeah. All right. He tweeted out about that today. Last Thursday was his last show here. Let's put it this way. This iteration at the fan. And then, of course, you've got Ross Lubinsky.
Who else? That's as far as
people, I'm trying to think that have been here longer.
No, it's Strong's gone.
Yeah. C Strong's gone. Mm-hmm. Trevor got here not long after you did, huh?
No.
Yeah, a little after me.
I was going to say, Trevor's been here a minute.
C Strong's gone. Tritley's gone.
Yeah.
All my heroes. Who else?
I mean, that's really it.
No, Weekend. Think of the Weekends.
Oh, Justin.
I want to say one more is left, too. Maybe even before. I think some people left before you got here, too.
I mean, it's possibly before I left. I just can't remember. Before I got here.
Alec used to be, but now he's big time.
Well, Alec got that full-time role. So, you know, we ain't mad at him. Shout out to the redhead.
Someone said, I've been watching your highlights on repeat. Well, keep watching. I appreciate the views.
From the 254, nope, he said it Saturday. Well, no, I said it Saturday because we were talking about the text messaging.
Correct.
So you caught the very tail end of that. But either way, look, it's a Monday. It's overcast. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Peaches and fatties.
Okay, it is Cinco de Mayo today, but it doesn't. I think everybody kind of celebrated it yesterday. Yeah,
everybody celebrated.
Everybody's in like Cinco de Mayo mode yesterday, and of course, you had kind of the combo of, you know, May the Fourth be with you. Then you had the Cinco de Mayo, but Cinco de Mayo falling on a Monday,
not good business.
It's not. You can't really party on a Monday,
especially when it looks like this,
and especially when it's overcast and been raining all day.
You know
today.
What else we're celebrating this week? Teachers Appreciation Week.
I did not know that.
Today's a double whammy for me. It's Teachers Appreciation and it's Cinco de Mayo.
That's right, because your girlfriend,
Latina,
is both Latina and a teacher.
Correct.
So this is a big day for you.
Big day.
This is a huge day for Latina. This is a huge day.
Don't drop the ball.
Worlds have collided.
Would you get her
for Khaki Calf today?
Well, I mean, it didn't matter if I got her. I can't give it to her. I don't.
Whoa! Let's keep it PG here on the
band. This is a family show in the 7 o'clock hour, Kevin.
Oh,
my goodness. Okay. I mean, look, I'm happy you got a Latina too, but let's calm down a little bit. Now, we're excited for Kev, and you should be too. Rangers, though.
Oof.
Okay. Tell you what, they don't care that it's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
Yesterday, Donnie Ecker gets the gets his pink slip. And then apparently, and
Leody Tavares
real quick,
is a pinata.
Do you have play number 11? This is the most, hold up. When asked about Leody Tavares and what the hell happened there.
Yeah, I mean, guys, just, waivers are really, there's a confidentiality element to waivers. It technically should not have been reported, so I really can't comment on it. I appreciate you guys understanding, but I can't either confirm nor deny it. It's until there's some resolution there.
We can play that cut all day.
We asking him. I mean, was he talking about nuclear secrets? tell him I ain't got it.
I appreciate you guys for asking it. Like, I think it's a great question that I can't respond. I love the Brian Schottenheimer in the middle of it. Great question. Great question.
Great question. About Leo. Why did we let go of Leody? Great question. Actually, I can't talk to you about it. You appreciate it, though.
And we know CY is such a good speaker. He couldn't even get confidentiality.
He got it on the second
guy went to Princeton, one guy went to North Texas. We're not mad at either one of y'all. But I just found it hilarious as I was driving in listening to G-Bag when they asked CY that question, and my man, because like you said, CY is never one to mince words or is short of words, and my man got put in the blender on that.
Maybe
one.
He's a big Leody fan.
Well, I think it got leaked and it wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
I mean, that Ken really Rosenthal. Is what it, I mean, that's what it's. I was going to say, because that was, and that's kind of the thing is, I mean, what, is Rosenthal that plugged in?
Hell yeah.
Because obviously Chris CY didn't tell him.
He's got everything. Rosenthal's got everything before
does,
all our local guys.
Which is kind of irritating in a way, but.
Very.
It lets you know, or it, I think, that it wasn't CY that leaked this to Rosenthal.
Maybe it's Ecker.
I'm on the way out
on
anyway.
His way out. By the way, Leody's getting booted, and Adolis swings and misses at everything. Just saying. I'm out. Donnie, if you're listening, 877-881-1053. We opened it up to Donnie last Thursday.
We did.
Still got questions.
Okay. Well,
we got more now.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is that, you know, you don't have to, you know, you can do whatever you want.
No confidentiality.
No confidentiality for, well, you never know. You never know. He might have signed something. But Donnie, I mean, look, I want to say he lives here in Arlington, in the DFW at Arlington. Who knows where he lives? But either way, come on the show.
Only 39, eh? Right?
He's a young guy. Exactly.
Younger than
youngster.
You.
Younger than me, yes.
Is he closer to my age than yours? No.
Nah, he's closer to mine. I mean, we're 5 years apart. He's 14 years older than you, Blake.
I don't know. You're pushing 50.
I'm 44. He's 39.
I thought you were 54.
No, I'm not. Thanks for trying, though.
Doesn't he look 54?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
I don't think he does.
No, I don't. And
Kevin, no, we're supposed to jump
No, and I'll tell you what. No, because Kevin saw it firsthand. Kevin saw it firsthand at Pluckers when he said, when one of the Tolos came up to me and said, I expected you to look a lot older because of the way the guys bust on you for being old. Yeah, bust your chops, man. My God, dude.
Was that?
Is this like the fifth time he's done this?
Because that's what you say.
Out of all the words you could have thrown right there, I'm not as taken aback as the first time
you exactly.
said that.
You shouldn't be, because you know what? It's a part of my lexicon.
Thank you very much.
No, because that's what I say. Not everything has to be some sexual innuendo, okay?
No, it's not. It's not.
Exactly.
Imagine you made that joke with Kevin Hagelin right here.
Whoa, man, it's 10 a.m. Hey, calm down. The night vibes are strong. But no, you had a, look, the Rangers, I don't know that anybody's surprised.
I am. I'm surprised they're blowing the team up. Not blowing the team up.
Well, I mean, are they?
Exterior pieces.
Look, you got rid of your OC, whatever the hell that means, and which, you know, was basically the hitting coach, all right? And then you got rid of Leody Taveras.
Would this be like letting go of your OC last year? It'd be like getting rid of
who's the newest addition to the Mavericks?
There's a lot of new additions.
No, I'm talking about the staff.
Oh, I don't know anybody that was new this year.
Newish. Like who's the most recent addition? Sweeney? Like not a Jared Dudley, but a guy below a Jared Dudley. You got rid of him and Dwight Powell. I mean, it's what you did.
I would say Leody was more impactful than Powell. Like, Leody was like your first guy off the bench. Like, he would start a lot.
Yeah, wasn't Dwight Powell at one time?
At one time.
Exactly.
I would say he was my Maxi Cleveland.
Okay, I mean, look,
Maxi Cleveland.
You know, I mean, O-Max. I mean, what are we talking about
here? No, he's better. Leota's better than all those people.
But you're kind of taking a gamble getting rid of Leody.
If he was that good, why does nobody want to trade for him then?
Fair, but you're taking a gamble.
Do we think he's going to get claimed?
No, that's the point. That's the point. The reason why they DFA'd him. It's because they've tried to trade him for the last 2 weeks, and nobody wants him. Part of the problem is he's got a $4.5 million salary. I think there's 3.5 or something like that left. They want it off the books because they're pushing up against that second luxury tax line or whatever it is at 251. And so the thing is, and the other issue that they're running into is that Tyler Mahle has an innings incentive.
And he's hitting it.
And he's well on his way to hitting it, right? So you got a good problem with Tyler Mahle. I mean, Tyler Mahle is going to make approximately, give or take, you know, barring no injuries or anything like that, he's going to make around $5 million extra on his contract because he's going to meet an innings incentive.
If he wins a Cy Young, you don't care how much he does.
You don't, right?
You just got to appropriate your budget for it.
But the problem is that, you know, you're also saying, all right, I'm paying a guy that in Leody Taveras that really isn't bringing much to the plate.
And we got
anymore.
A bunch of young guys.
I got a lot of guys not doing anything. Yeah. So let's see what we can do. So
Round Rock's where it's at.
I'm sorry, you guys both said something at the same time. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I hope Evan works out.
Well, I mean, this is we're going to find out. I mean, you got his mind right a little bit. And I'll tell you what, go ahead and play. Play cut number 8. This is CY. And, of course, this is from if you want to catch the entirety of the interview, and it was always good, you can catch the CY show. I want to say it's, what, every Monday at 4:20 with the G-Bag Boys. But this was him talking about Evan Grant being brought back up to the big team.
Evan Carter.
Yeah, absolutely. I can confirm that. We are excited that Evan will be rejoining the Major League team. In a really good place physically and performance-wise, and we're excited to get him back in our lineup. We think he complements our lineup very, very well, and he'll be a really good addition to the group we have. And I think it just collectively getting Corey Seager back, getting the good version of Evan Carter back in the lineup, and getting the confidence back in some of these guys. We haven't seen the best of this team. We just have not. This team has not clicked at the level that I believe they're capable. And I think once they build some positive momentum and kind of the confidence comes, I really believe this team will be capable of doing some special things offensively, and I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I can't wait to see what they do with Evan Grant. I mean, power hitter in the press box.
Evan Carter. It's been a rough day, by the way. And I did say from the 214, been listening from the top, and Fred did say this overcast Saturday. So I did. So shout out to the 254 that also called me out for saying
you got one right.
Saturday.
So it is so overcast.
It is overcast. We were right, and we did get part of the Evan part right. So I love what CY's doing.
I love how he's talking about Evan Carter like he's never been on the team before. I think it'd be nice to get Evan with these group of guys. I think this would be a good addition. There's only two guys different, Jock and Jake. Everybody else has been there since Evan's been there.
Right, but you got to, you figure, look, the guy was not what you needed last year. You thought he was, look, this was the guy that was going to be your center fielder. And let's call it what it is. That's the position that has struggled.
Wyatt. Evan Adolis
felt very, very nicey about that.
You said you got hitting in all three of those guys and great fielding. Mine is kind of like Wyatt's fielding, but for the most part, you were like Gold Glover, right field. You got Evan Carter, one of the young, rangy guys, Wyatt Langford,
exactly.
One of the best bats. Felt very good. And now it's like question at every spot outside of Wyatt Langford. You're like, oof, I don't know what you're going to do there.
Well, no, right?
Adolis started, he had a little streak where it was like, okay, Adolis is back. He's launching the ball.
Let's be real about Adolis, okay? Let's be real. Outside of what, the walk-off against the Dodgers?
Yeah,
What are we excited about?
It hasn't been great this season. Nope.
We keep waiting for that other shoe to drop. Like, okay, my man's going to get back in his bag again. And again, outside of one, That's what Adolis does. I think that's the frustrating part is that you see that. What are you laughing about? Somebody says.
No, they're on a run. Grant on Monday, Carter on a Sunday or on a Saturday.
Evan Grant starting in center field.
I love the 4-6-9 Leody is Frank Ntilikina.
Yeah. That's a Mavs legend right there.
I should have brought my glasses today because I can't see.
What about Rudy Bobois? That's a Mavs legend right there. Spelled like Bobois.
Okay. Yeah, no, I need my glasses.
All love, Fred. Mondays aren't easy. People are just dogging on you. Now that Lodi is gone, we are signing Evan Grant to bring in a great bunter. You know what Evan Grant looks like? Have you seen him in person? Probably seen him at the Rangers games, no?
Who?
Evan Grant? Great guy.
No, because you and I haven't been to the press box since last year. So
I choose not to comment any further.
That's right. Lesson learned. By the way, we got Michael Beer from Foul Territory. He's going to join us at 7:40 talking all things Rangers and the busy day that was.
All things Donnie Ecker
as well. So we'll hear from our boy.
So you didn't put a call in?
No.
Do all the fatties and peaches remember Thursday, Fred randomly bringing up, very valid, but Fred randomly bringing up Donnie Ecker that he wants him to be challenged, wants to question, and then like when 2 days later, this guy gets fired.
The exact line was, when are we going to give Donnie Ecker the business?
Yeah.
Exact line that I asked. That was on a Thursday during Crosstalk with G-Bag, and then Sunday we get the news that my man's been... relieved.
No rumors. No,
and it makes you want. And we're gonna hear the Brett Boone audio in the next segment, where he talks about what happened. And I thought Broadus made a great point. This thing, Donnie Ecker's been dead man walking for a while.
Can we talk some stars as well? I haven't had a chance to
talk about whatever you want
in the next segment.
Miko. By the way,
Miko.
If you listen to Fan After Dark, and we know a lot of you do, especially on a Saturday, what were the two people that this show predicted would score goals? Miko,
Wyatt.
I predicted Wyatt during the fan jam.
Boom. We know ball.
Fan After Dark. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody else scored. Those only two people.
I said he was going to score 3 points, too. I said he was going to score 3 points. He ended up scoring what?
He had four or five,
didn't he? Yeah. And I said that, by the way, I said that Friday on Hagee's show.
All in the same period, too. Well, we'll talk all things Texas Rangers, all things Dallas Stars as they close out the game 7.
Mavs, they're in what, the second round?
Next, Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Pot, Lindell didn't get good wood on it, but Sagan got it out. Ranted it again. Unbelievable.
What a goal, what a night, what a comeback, and what a day to be a Dallas Stars fan. And more importantly, we discussed this yesterday with CA. The DFW needed Saturday night.
DFW needed it bad.
I mean, let's call it what it is.
People, Cowboys are just kind of stuck in the middle right now. The Mavs are spiraling downwards.
You need for it. I mean, let's talk about, you want to talk about a tale of two cities. 2 years ago, you had the Mavericks on their way to, you know, being a Western Conference contender year in, year out.
Mm-hmm.
Rangers were coming off a World Series.
Yep.
Stars Western Conference Finals, and you had the Cowboys coming off of a 12-5 season.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, Reggie did a segment, where does Dallas rank among sports cities? I think we had them second or third.
I mean, it was a wonderful time
to
be alive in the Metroplex.
It was nothing bad. It was
fast forward 2 years. What a difference a GM makes. Yes, that's right. What a difference a GM makes. We already know what the Mavericks are going through. You just mentioned what CY and the team are doing, and the Cowboys are in football purgatory right now. Plus, let's call it what it is. We don't know what we don't know yet. So let's. I'm encouraged. All right, when it comes to the Cowboys, I like Brian Schottenheimer. I like the moves this team has made. I think they're going to be better than what people expect in 2025. But again, there's still a lot of time left before we even get to training camp.
Okay, I have a question for you. Mikko Rantanen, who we thought was going to be fall on his face, how that game 7 was going. Like, man, you're going to, the whole team's going to go out. Whole team's going to go out sad. Where is Mikko at? He gets the puck with, like, I think 10-ish minutes on there. The power play is coming down to an end. If we could play that first cut for me, cut 13. This, when you hear how it hits the net, how it hits the pipes, you're like, oh yeah, Miko's locked in. If you could play cut 13 for me, young Kev.
1 second.
All good.
It's coming.
It's there. What if hockey players
could hear? From the 903, Fred, you are great. Not today, really, but you know, most times.
What if hockey players could have AirPods in and be listening to music while they're skating around?
I don't know that I'd want to.
No? I mean, is there really much to hear on the hockey?
I would think, absolutely, because it's just one more way of just, you know, being aware of your surroundings.
All right, I got it.
There we go.
back for Rantanen. Rantanen all kinds of room. He scores.
He's here. Light up the poles, man. There's something about hockey commentary. I love it. It feels like you're in the ice.
Look, that, you know what, that, and that felt like that, basketball terms, that was like a dunk. You know what I'm saying? Like that was a crossover and then, and got everybody out of their
Dude,
seats.
And I want to say all three of his goals, no, the first two, because the one was intended.
The second one was.
His first two goals, it was like, it wasn't as if it was an easy shot. Like he had people all over the place on both goals. One was he shot it from. I don't know.
The first one though was the okay. We've done. I'm done messing with y'all. Like this is like
that was
the
laser.
We got to do something. I got to put this team on my back. Yeah. And when he made that first goal, the crowd went nuts.
I had confidence after that. I was
plus there was like 13 minutes left, right? So you still had plenty of time. 13, 12 minutes, whatever it was, 10. You had enough time because you knew. All right. Because look, I don't care what sport it is. Just whether it's the ball going through the basket, whether it's getting to the end zone or going to the back of the net, once the offense, the team sees that, especially when you're at home, everything changes. Then it's like, all right, we're back in it.
It's kind of like seeing a three ball. You just need to see one go in.
You just, hell, look at what, hell, we saw it the other night with Steph Curry, right? He you know, once he Steph, missed five Steph, or six shots, Steph, he knocks that one down.
Is Steph the best player while being ahead? That commentary was going on Twitter, and I had to interact with it. Steph, when he's down, not the best player. Yeah. Steph, when they're up by 10, oh, he'll rain seven threes in a row on you in your face.
Which, you know, I mean, hey, of course, again, last night had as much to do with you had Fred VanVleet. Jalen Green is not ready for prime time.
He's not.
Okay.
We'll play his audio. He was real sad about how he played throughout the series.
Anybody that's not a Jalen Green, anybody that's a fan of basketball was sad after watching Jalen Green last night.
If you're a fan of players taking over, Miko did not stop at one goal.
No, he
Maybe
didn't.
One of the best goals in playoff history. One of the best goals I've ever seen with my own eyes.
Say what you're going to say. Yeah, play this because I'm going to tell you what I think this goal
Miko
could
be. Miko wrapping around the net 1v4 to tie the game up in the third period.
Stars man advantage. And off the clock here in the third period. Rantanen again. Rantanen scores! Off the skate of Gerard. The former Colorado Avalanche star has scored twice to tie it for Dallas.
That was a takeover goal as well. There was no gap. He had three defenders in front of him. He just slashes through them, goes towards the backboards, ropes around.
Well, that's called a wraparound.
Wrapping around. Has one of his skates still on the boards.
Yes. I saw that photo of him. I mean, it was.
Every time you see a still shot, you're like, how did he even get it in play to make the shot?
If this Stars team wins a Stanley Cup, that goal.
Yeah.
Is the jump off?
Yeah, that's the cover photo.
That's the cover. That's on the paraphernalia. That should be on T-shirts. Hell, me and you might need to put some shirts out.
Let's get the statue ready.
That goal, that second goal, and the way he went about it. Dude. I'm telling you right now, that's the kind. Look,
that was full takeover mode. I am the best player on the ice, and Nathan McKinnon is right there.
And I know Chief talked about it during G-Bag, and I don't remember who it was that tweeted out, but somebody said, you know, this is the equivalent of Luka going for 40 in the fourth quarter when the team was down 20.
Yep,
and doing this in like the last 7-8 minutes of the game, right?
For a game seven
of a game
to send the Mavs home.
Because let's call it what it is.
That is exactly what it is.
And I think, is it Sean McDonough who was the commentator, the color commentator, or play-by-play guy the other night?
I'm not sure. I don't want to.
I'm about 99% sure because his dad, Will McDonough, used to be
great commentary.
Well, here's the funny thing about Sean McDonough, right? So Sean McDonough was doing Monday Night Football, if you remember. Did Monday Night Football a few years ago. His voice was cracking while he was doing it.
It cracked a couple times.
It cracked a few times, right? And so he just, as a matter of fact, I want to say Sean McDonough was doing play-by-play the night Nathaniel Hackett made his debut with the Denver Broncos. I could be wrong about that, but I feel like that was accurate. Anyway, I just was going to say he's such a better hockey announcer. Now he does do good college football. I'll give him that. But like I said, Monday Night Football was not his finest moment. But every championship run needs a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And whether you want to call it the entire third period, whether you want to call it the last 12 minutes, whatever we're going to, you know, whatever.
Nothing on the entire third period because Nathan MacKinnon started it with a goal in the first, 30 seconds?
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? So when you, and you know, I texted you, I said, look, this could be a long next few months. If they don't, because at 2-0, and that's what I was getting at. Sean McDonough said you can feel the tension and the anxiety in this arena as the clock ticks down and we're getting closer to this thing being over. And you just had this, and then literally within a couple minutes of him saying that, Miko gets that first goal and it's on and popping after that. So you're getting Robo back.
And Miro, hopefully.
Miro's coming back, allegedly.
Neither are confirmed for game one.
Right, well, they're coming back this series, though, right?
Nor denied, but speculation is yes, they should be back this series. Also, since we're talking about it now, who was once ruled as a season-ending injury, Nils Lundqvist was on the ice this morning.
Okay.
I haven't seen Maverick Bork the last few games.
Yeah, we don't know update on Maverick Bork.
Maverick, where are you at?
He's not hurt, is he?
Well,
is he just getting?
Is he getting DNP'd? DNI?
He might be getting DNP'd right now.
Did not ice.
Did not skate. Did not skate. Right now we've got Toronto and Florida on. Toronto's up 1-0 with 10 minutes left to go in the first.
And then one other player, still one of the young cats on your team. You had Miro. I want to say Miro set up this goal, hockey assist to. I can't remember who he set it up to. Thomas Harley, I think. Harley crosses net for Wyatt Johnson to take the lead in the game.
Wait, Miro. What are you talking about?
No, Miko, my bad. Okay. We got Miro. I think Miko passes it to Thomas, Harley, and then Harley. It was a real methodical one. It's 2-2 late in the game, and they're setting this up, and then cross, I don't know what it's called, cross the goal. I think they said goal line on the broadcast, but I feel like there's a different hockey term for it. Across right in front of the goalie, the goalie line,
crosses
to Wyatt Johnston, who is, obviously, what is he, 21, 22? And makes a calculated play to sit there for a second, aim in the top left corner, get it right over, and make the lead-taking goal. And here was Wyatt Johnson on that moment.
Down low, Johnston scores! Wyatt Johnston with 3:56 to go!
Yeah, 3:56 to go. And so, young cats, old cats, stars, rookies, it doesn't matter. The stars came to play, and the boar goes to what, 9-0, 10-0 in game sevens?
9-0.
And the Avalanche haven't won a game seven in like a decade?
I was going to say, I think they lost like 7 or 8 in a row. It's not good. It's been a rough go.
Us.
Yeah, no, they've had a rough go of it.
Ooh,
the old Colorado Avalanche.
It's kind of like, well, you know, before LD left, it was kind of like the Mavs-Phoenix series where it was definitely, you know, it was spicy and it was a good debate, but the Mavericks normally came out on top.
As somebody who, as I've said time and time again on this program and on this radio station, I understand now why it's so easy to get wrapped up in playoff hockey.
Yeah.
It's different.
I was more locked into the Star. Now, granted, there's more reason to be locked into the Stars, but that Denver Clippers game, I mean, I had them both on, but as soon as that game was out of hand, which really was pretty much after halftime, but no, it was
easy.
It was easy. It was easy to lock in. And look, like I said, there was just a lot of angst those first two periods because you just felt like this team just couldn't get out of their own way.
Someone
right?
Says it's the crease. Okay, appreciate you. Educate in front of the goal.
There you go. We will take all the hockey education that we can get right here on 105 through the Fan After Dark. But no, because you just felt like, all right, something's got like something. You were just waiting for something to happen. And then, what was it? I think it was Duchesne had a shot in the late second period or something like that where he just, missed it, right? And just couldn't get a stick on it right, and it was just so many things. You're just thinking to yourself, like,
they had a couple times I thought they were going to have an own goal where the puck is right around their goalie. I'm like,
well,
oh my gosh,
I mean, that's nerve-wracking as it
is. I'll tell you when I felt the lowest was when Ben got the double minor and we had the 4-minute power play that we had to take care of, because it reminded me a lot of whenever Ben, you know, had a penalty a couple of years ago, or was it last year when he got, you know, when he was suspended a couple of games and it kind of screwed us. Uh-huh. And I was like, man, please don't let this 4-minute power play be what
messes
us up.
The penalties were a big talking point on Twitter, talking about the refs. and some of the calls that they called against the Avs in a game seven late in the game, the tripping call. I think there was two of them. There was the tripping
call was pretty obvious to me. I mean, you don't have to be Barry Melrose to know that was a trip.
And we had one that we got called for tripping where it was like, I didn't think he was purposely doing it. A stick just got caught in between his skates.
Yeah, I think
they were both in a third
period. Was that Marchand?
Marchand. Marchment?
Marchment.
I'm getting Duchesne and look, fellas, I'm still learning these names. But no, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I was a little nervous there, but at the end of the day, your stars came to play. Mikko did what he needed to do, and you understand now why this guy got 8 years, $96 million.
No, he proved himself for at least this year. I mean, obviously, if he falls apart, that would suck. But from what has happened so far, he proved himself. He's given himself a lot of grace. People are
look, if he leads him to a if he leads him to a cup,
yeah.
Hey, you're good. That contract is null and void at that point. He'll never buy a drink in the city of Dallas and or Fort Worth ever again.
So what? Such a takeover performance. Where does that rank on your game sevens of all time? Because pretty high up for me. I haven't seen that many game sevens that were that close.
The problem is
former team, hat trick.
But if you get knocked out in the second round, so what?
Okay. With it being the first round.
That's obviously what I'm saying. You have to put it. It's the legend will grow.
Yeah.
If you lose in the second round, it's just all a fun story. Yeah, it's just like, hey, remember that time Mikko saved us in the seventh? You know, and it'll be one of those things where if you were at the game, it was fun.
If you're a Dallas fan,
right? And then you'll say, oh, great. And then we lost to Winnipeg.
Hey, Blake, guess what?
Two.
Hey, guess what?
Chicken butt.
Free chicken strips.
We got free chicken strips. Let's go.
What happened?
Look what time it is.
First of all, you never told
me. No,
because you never told me. You know what? We're going to break right now. We're going to break right now because you never told me what time we needed to get out. How about that?
You said that you were going to sit it at 35 and then
okay,
you were going to find
it's 35
out.
Right now. Boom. Michael Beer, Foul Territory, coming up next. Nope.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Appreciate that, Mr. Khaki Kevin. We'll get more into his walk across the stage, which is going on later on this week. Him and Dylan.
Hopefully.
What's that?
Hopefully.
Come on, bro. It's happening.
Just
do it anyway. And if you don't, there's always a
summer. Worst case happen, right?
What's happened? What's the maybe?
You just don't want to, jinx it.
Or do you know if you already passed?
You did post your senior pictures today. So, I mean, you did do that.
See, I knew
I already said congrats online, so you better graduate.
It has to happen. No, you're right.
Wait,
you're right.
Do you not know if you passed your classes? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, grades still have to be finalized. There's a couple assignments left, but.
But, okay.
I got faith in you. All right, let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline and talk to the one, the only, the Aaron Judge Slayer himself from foul territory, Mr. Michael Beer. MB, how's it going on a dreary and overcast Monday? And yet, more importantly, how surprised were you when the news came out yesterday that Donnie Ecker was no longer with the Rangers?
Going good. Thanks for having me back on, and shout out to Kevin for graduating later this week.
That's a big
accomplishment. One other thing, I'm surprised to hear Blake. Like, it's refreshing to hear Blake. I feel like every time I tune into y'all, I never hear Blake. I thought they fired you. So
I thought so, too. I'm glad
really
I'm
here. It's really nice to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Thought they fired him.
Anyways, but on to the baseball question. Was I surprised? A little bit, because you've never had an in-coaching staff change. And Bruce Bochy is 28 years as a manager, so it did catch me by surprise just a little bit, especially considering the season's only about a month old. But I think it was time at the same time. I think it was due.
So was there anything as far as, had you heard any rumblings? I mean, look, we saw the product on the field, but was there anything to suggest that, okay, they might be hitting at that? Because once we heard the Brett Boone audio today, it sounds like this thing's been in the works, or at least there's been they've been internally discussing it for a couple weeks now.
As far as rumblings, no, but I think if you're looking for something to suggest it, I think you can go back all the way to last season, when the offense was just a roller coaster ride, inconsistent, very streaky. And then it got to a point this year where, sure, they were winning games early in the season, but it wasn't a secret that the offense was struggling mightily. And if not for what the pitching staff and the bullpen has done, the Rangers would be in a very, very different place right now. There would be a lot more panic than I think there's been over the last few weeks surrounding just the offense. So, again, I think it was time. The writing was on the wall. As far as the rumblings, like you said, I don't think anyone really heard anything. But at the same time, I don't know if this was necessarily a shock to anyone.
Michael, do you think the Jock Peterson, the Jake Berger, the Adolis Garcia struggles are going to be reevaluated now that there's a new hitting coach in there? Do you think this is something that can be changed, or you think it didn't really matter what hitting coach was there? These guys are just not playing good baseball, especially at the plate.
Yeah, I think a new voice is going to help. But to your question, I don't know if a new hitting coach is going to fix their ability to hit a fastball. I mean, a fastball, look, no pitch is easy, but of all the pitches to hit in today's game, the fastball is the easiest one because it's a straight pitch. Sure, the velocity's higher, so like I said, no pitch is easy to hit. But, I mean, if you're at the major league level and you can't hit a fastball, you're not going to succeed. And we've seen that with this lineup, again, going back to last year. And now a month into the season, and it's not just that. I mean, the at-bats that they're putting together, we'll talk about Adolis specifically here as an example. And I hate to use him as an example because he seems to be the example all the time. But just as far as at bats go, it's not just velocity. Like, he's swinging at first pitch breaking balls out of the zone more than any other player in Major League Baseball. That is not just him. Again, the at bats from the majority of the lineup just need to get better. There needs to be more patience. And while it has gotten better, it's not to the point where you can string together hits like they were having. Or doing rather in 2023. So, to your question, it's a new voice. But at the end of the day, if you can't hit a fastball, there's nothing a coach is going to be able to do to fix that. That's on the player.
And then, what do you know about Boone, and kind of what are you expecting him to be other than just a new voice? Do you see any changes in how these players approach their swings? Maybe more patience. What do you think the reason is and why they brought Brett Boone in?
Yeah, I would hope that there's a little more patience at the plate. As far as what to expect, I just think here's how I look at it. I've mentioned this already, and you did too. It's a new voice. Hopefully it is almost like a mental wake up, right? Because as a player, you look yourself in the mirror, and I have to imagine there's some guilt, right? Someone lost their job yesterday. Will he find another job? I'm sure. Will he land on his feet? I'm sure. But when you bring in a new guy, it's, again, almost like when you're a player, you look in the mirror and you can't help but think that some of this might be on you. So what he's doing directly might not result into what I'm hinting at indirectly here. Again, it's the way I look at it, and I don't know if this is making much sense to anyone, but just from a player perspective, this might kind of be like a mental wake-up call, if you will.
I don't disagree with you on that. Plus, I'm not taking any shot at Donnie Eckers' playing career, but, you know, Boone spent 14 years in the major leagues. I mean, this is a guy that was a three-time All-Star, was on one of the best regular season teams of all time, the Mariners in, 2001 when they won 116 games. Obviously, they choked in the playoffs. But either way, this guy's been there and done it at the highest level. He comes from baseball royalty in the Boone family. So you just wonder, knowing that this guy has the pelts on the wall and is a Bochy guy, I would imagine, look, you're going to pay a little bit closer attention in addition to it being a new voice. But when you pull his Google him, you're like, oh, snap. Okay, Brett Boone's been here and done this before.
Yeah, and anytime you come from a baseball family, right, there's a lot of positive there. His brother is Aaron Boone, manager of the Yankees. You know, he's been around the game plenty of times, both as a player and as a coach. He's well-respected. You mentioned being a Bochy guy. I mean, we heard today that Bochy picked up the phone, reached out to him. So when you have, you know, a Hall of Fame manager that's earned your trust, I think that will lead a lot of fans to trust you without, you know, seeing much beforehand.
Now, when you flip the corner, we look at Leody Taveras, who is put up for waivers. What are your thoughts on what went into that thought process and kind of how the other Rangers that might fill that void?
Yeah, again, similar to the Donnie Eckers situation, I think the writing was on the wall. This one was a little more shocking just because Leody Taveras has been a contributor now for about half a decade, and he played a big role in the World Series run in 2023. But there was just a lot of inconsistencies there, a lot of streakiness, both in the field and at the plate especially. I mean, you can't be a big league center fielder as inconsistent as you are. So, yes, he's on waivers now. He'll probably pass through. I don't think any team's going to claim him at $4.5 million. At that point, it's his decision. Him and his agent are, you know, probably talking. I don't think that he's going to stay within the organization. I'd be genuinely shocked if that was the case a week from now. But again, I mean, the writing was on the wall. It's an unfortunate situation. I think everyone wishes him the best. But just, you know, when you're as consistent as you are, playing a premier position like that, I think it's been half a decade. It's just time to move on at some point.
And I think with Evan Carter being ready, I think this kind of plays into it now.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you've got a long list of outfielders, and you know, there's some even waiting in the wings. Alejandro Osuna had a really good spring training, and Bruce Bochy talked very highly of him. You've also got the trade deadline. There's a big name out there. If all else fails, Luis Robert, that was supposed to get traded last year, didn't get traded, is not having the best year, so it's not going to cost you a lot to go out and get him. So they have options, right? It's not a situation like with the Red Sox just lost Tristan Casas, where they don't really have any options at first base. The Rangers can be flexible here if they choose to be, whether that's internally or at some point, you know, a month, 2 months from now, externally.
I had my question on the top of my head, and then now you made me forget it for a second. Jock Peterson. Why is he still batting cleanup? I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, why not move Jonah Heim or Josh Jung into that cleanup spot at this point? I mean, I get Boach likes keeping his guys there, but what are we doing?
Yeah, it's a bit of a foggy situation for me as well. I just think at this point, you're not hitting, you're trying everything, right? You don't want to give up on guys. Jock Peterson, it's not like he's been here before. He's coming in with the big contract. We all know it's weighing on him heavily. So I think Bochy's keeping him, you know, around the middle of the lineup just so he instills the confidence. That's my best guess.
Yeah.
Would I like to see it change? Sure. But here's the thing on Jock Peterson, and I know a lot of fans have heard this plenty, both from the media and from the coaches – He's going to find it. He's a veteran. He's done it before. He's proved that he can hit a fastball in the past, so he'll be able to do it again at some point in his career, hopefully soon. But, you know, Jock Peterson hitting 100 is not going to last throughout his Ranger tenure. Like, he's going to pick it up at some point.
I just guess the dude's been on 5 teams in 6 years. That's not an accident, right?
I just think he's a one-dimensional player. Well, not completely one-dimensional, because he does play the field. He doesn't only DH. But he's primarily a hitter, and I think that plays into it. So I don't know if I would necessarily call it an accident.
Yeah.
Generally,
he's a hired gun, basically, is what he is at the stage of his career.
Right. I mean, generally, you see players that are leaning to the one-dimensional side bounce around, especially at this point in his career. It's not like he got a huge contract extension before he was years out of free agency. So, I wouldn't call it an accident.
Michael, last one for me here.
End on a positive note. Let's say something positive.
No? Don't know. Okay. I'll let you be the positive, Polly.
Okay.
Which one is more likely to happen? The Texas Rangers pitching comes back to the mean, or the Texas Rangers bats go up to the mean? Which one more likely?
I'm going to go with the bats. Again, this lineup is just
positive.
Too talented.
I'm talking about.
And again, it's something that has been said, and I know fans are tired of hearing it, but do you seriously look at this lineup 1 through 9? With all the veterans, with all the people that have done it before, you've got some young bats in there too. A guy like Wyatt Langford, who's like a lot of people's dark horse MVP candidate coming into the season. You seriously look at that 1 through 9 and tell yourself this lineup is not going to get it eventually. They will. They won a World Series not even 2 years ago, or 3 years ago rather. It's actually less than 2 years, if we're being honest, being technical about it. They're going to figure it out. So yes, I think the offense will get better before the pitching regret. This is one of the franchise's all-time pitching staffs right now. It'll regress, I'm sure, but, I mean, the offense, I'm going to give it to the offense. They're more likely to improve rather than the pitching not.
Okay, I lied. I got another question for you. Need you to help me build this because you're super smart, Michael. 1 through 9, what does it look like in a perfect scenario a month from now? Because the reason I asked, with all the different iterations we've had with Josh Smith leading off, Wyatt being at the 2-hole, the 3, the 4, what would be Michael Beers in a perfect world, 1 through 9?
Well, I don't think there's necessarily a perfect world 1 through 9 because you have so many guys that can play in different places, right? Like Jock Peterson can play first. He might DH. Shake Berger is going to be the first baseman. Josh Smith can play anywhere.
Which 9 guys you want out there, Michael? You tell me. Which 9 you want out there? Any scenario?
Ideally, you want Marcus Semien and Corey Seager at the top of the lineup.
Liked Marcus at the top.
Up there near the top, Jake Berger, Jock Peterson in the middle. And then you get down to, you know, the Jonah Himes of the world. Evan Carter is probably going to bat towards the bottom of the lineup. It's really no different than how the projections were coming in. The lineup's just got to find it. I don't think anything's going to change in a perfect world. I think how it was drawn up coming into the season is your perfect 1 through 9.
So you like Marcus Semien back at the leadoff. I think I'm fine with him staying in the 5-hole and having Josh Smith or a Wyatt Langford leadoff, but you think differently?
Yeah, I go back to what I said before. I mean, he's a veteran. He'll figure it out.
Okay.
He's not going to hit under 200 for the rest of the year. He'll find his way back to the top of the lineup.
He has hit a lot better since they dropped him in the 5th spot, though. There is that. You do feel good about that. So, MB, where can we find you at, and what you working on?
Yeah, as always, on Twitter, at Michael J. Beer. Have a heavy hand in all things foul territory. We're doing great things, adding new shows, it seems, every day. So we've got your coverage all throughout Major League Baseball, wherever you can find it. We talk Rangers a lot. So we talk Rangers more than I think people expect. So
I love it.
Always tune in, and who knows, you might hear a Rangers comment, Rangers segment every now and then.
I am here for it. Michael Beer, great stuff from you as always, my friend. We'll see you out at the field soon, and have a wonderful rest of your evening, sir.
Take it easy, y'all.
Appreciate you, big man. The one, the only, Michael Beer, foul territory. Give him a follow. You will be glad that you did. All right, 1 hour in the books, ladies and gentlemen. Lots to get to in hour number 2. We've got football to get into. We got a little NBA to get into as well. But how about them Cowboys? We'll talk about them next. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.